Blog Talk Radio.
Backward,
when our backs were against the wall,
and it looked at
this thing.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for today. This is God's day he has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. We thank God for this Tuesday night. Hallelujah. He said, my people, if they're called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. And that's why we come on Tuesday evening to pray. Not just pray, but pray in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. The name which is above every name. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Pastor Rebecca, she preached a powerful word on Sunday. And one of the scriptures, well, the scripture she came from, John chapter number 1, it says something, I think around that 11th verse. He came into his own, and his own received him not. He came to the Jews. They received him not. The next verse says this, but as many as receive him, everybody's not going to receive him. But we're on this line tonight because we received him. Hallelujah. And we have the power of agreement tonight. As many as receive him, he gave them what? Power to be sons and daughters of the Most High God, even to them that believe on his name. So we are not here with opinions. We are not here with our own intellect. We are here because of the name. Amen. The name of Jesus. That name has power. That name has authority. It said everything consists and everything exists because of him. He made everything in the world. He came into the world, and the world knew him not. We're going to pray. I want to read one verse from the book of Revelation, the 3rd chapter. One verse, Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 8. The book of Revelation, chapter number 3, verse number 8. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For you have little strength and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Thank you, Jesus. God is saying to you and I see your works. We gotta put feet to our faith, and you're tithing, you're sowing, you're helping, you're believing, you're praying. We are praying tonight. This is a work. God says, I see your deeds. I see your work. I see your faith in motion. And because of that, I set before you an open door. You're about to walk into a season of open doors. Every door God is about to open for you and I. Opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. And because of the opportunity, three things I want to leave with you with, and we're going to pray. God's going to give us three things to maximize the door that he opens and the opportunities that he has set before us. Number one, he's going to give us a strategy. Number two, he's going to give us skills. And number three, he's going to give us strength. A strategy, skills, and finally, strength. Number one, a strategy. I never forget when I met my wife, it was an opportunity. It was an opportunity. But God gave me a strategy. Because when I asked her out, she stood me up. We were supposed to go to the movies, and she just stood me up. And I invited her. We met in a bar. God gave me a strategy, invited to another club, invited to another bar. And I invited her to another bar, another club, and I invited her to church once again. And he gave me a plan of action. He gave me a strategy, an idea. God will give you a plan of action to produce an idea to maximize the moment of the opportunity and the open door that he gives you. It can be a relationship. It can be a business idea. It can be ministry. Whatever it is, God will give you a plan of action, a strategy. Number two, he'll give you the skills, the training and the teaching that you need to maximize your capacity to take advantage of the open door that he set before you and I. Pastor Rebecca talked today about patience in different seasons that sometimes we have to wait for. Glory, I feel God. We have to wait for. We can't get ahead of God. We can't rush God. We can't get it too fast when we're not ready for it. So when God sets before you and I this open door, the strategy and the skills, God will give it to us. And then the strength to wait for it, the strength to endure, the strength. Because Paul said it best, before me there's an open door, there's an opportunity, a great opportunity. But the Apostle Paul went on to say, but there are many that oppose me. There are many trying to restrain me. There's a resistance against me. And God will give you the strategy, the skill, and the strength to endure. Amen. So that you can take advantage of everything that he set before you. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. You said that you set before us an open door, and no man can shut it. God, help us, your children, to show this world what it is when you serve God, what it is when you serve Jesus, what it's like when you work through the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the manifestation of miracles. Thank you for the testimonies that continue to come forth on this prayer line. Thank you for the praise reports that are pending right now because of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us. God, we thank you for the hand of the Lord being on our lives on tonight. Thank you for the covering blood of Jesus over every family represented on this prayer line. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers New Creation Christian Ministries. I thank you for the resources that are already there. I thank you for the families that are already there. I thank you in the name of Jesus for the open door to win souls for you that are already there. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, have your way right now. Somebody need a job opportunity. Somebody need an opportunity for another good godly relationship. Somebody need an opportunity to see wholeness and healing come into their life once again. Someone, God, needs an open door because, glory be to God, the past is trying to haunt them right now, trying to come into their present and do a damage that only the devil intended for your people to partake of. But the devil is a liar. The past has no power over us right now. In the name of Jesus, So God, give us strength tonight to endure. Koto Oshata. Give us the power in the name of Jesus to let go and to let God. Help that person struggling with the spirit of unforgiveness, the one that's struggling to forgive and really let go for real this time, the one that's struggling even with a current wound, even with a fresh wound right now. In the name of Jesus, you said you came to bind up the brokenhearted. You came to mend the minds of those who are calling upon the name of the Lord. You say, if we call upon your name, we are saved. So God, in the name of Jesus, deal with every enemy. Come against every adversary. God, you fight. You said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So God, in the name of Jesus, we came believing your word, not by power, not by might, but by the spirit of the living God. Somebody's about to get a breakthrough. Somebody's going to wake up tomorrow and go for that opportunity and that open door that they know is opened and set. Somebody right now feel like running in their feet has been given back to them. Somebody in the name of Jesus is ready again right now to fight the good fight of faith. Oh, the devil is a liar. He thought you was going to quit, but you still, glory be to God, in the winning team. You're still, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, enduring. Because somebody told me the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but is given to the one that endure. God, help us not to quit. God, help us not to give in. God, help them not to give up. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. God says to you and I tonight, he determined the end at the beginning. Oh! He determined the end at the beginning. The enemy knows your future is bright. The enemy knows that you're going to get to your destination. The enemy knows that God is going to give you beauty for your ashes. The enemy knows that the wealth of the wicked have been laid up for the righteous. The enemy knows, glory be to God, that this enemy that you're facing today, you will see no more. I don't know who that's for right there. That enemy that you're facing today, God says you will see no more.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
So don't get consumed with haters. Don't get consumed with circumstances. Don't get consumed with where you are in life right now. Because our God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. So, God, we thank you. And we praise you.
Hallelujah.
And we glorify your name. You said, I set before your people an open door, and no man can shut it. As Pastor continues to pray, God, help us to walk through those doors. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. The glory, the honor, and the praise. God, there's none like you. And we just come before you, oh God. Hallelujah. Just magnifying your name, praising your name, exalting your name, oh God, because you truly are worthy, oh God. There is none like you, Lord. We just thank you and we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. For loving us so much, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. For the great plan that you have for our lives. You said in your word that you have a plan to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. And Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for the gift of faith, oh God, because we walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the breath in our bodies, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for the ability to see, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the movement of our limbs. We thank thank you, Lord, for life and that life more abundantly. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would have your way in our lives. Have your way, oh God. Not our will, but let your will be done, God. We pray, Father God, that you would touch each and every person, Father God, that comes to this prayer line, oh God, or tonight. Each and every person that comes weekly, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, for your precious Holy Spirit, Father God, to just take over, oh God. Take over, oh God. Hallelujah. Our lives, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, for the spirit of revival to hit, Father God, the United States of America. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask for prayer to come back to the schools, oh God. We ask for prayer in the White House, God. We ask for prayer, Father God, in every home in the United States, oh God. We ask, Father God, hallelujah, Father God, that people will, Father God, just be overwhelmed by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask for Damascus Road experience, oh God, in our lives and in the lives of those, Father God, that are connected to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, just, Father God, take over your church, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, give us a heart for you. Give us a hunger for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let it not be about flesh, God. Let it not be about man, but let it be about you continually, oh God. Lord, we need you like never before, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are hungering and thirsting after you, God, not looking, Father God, to the north, not looking to the west, to the south, God, not looking at flesh, oh God, not leaning on flesh, oh God, but putting our trust in you, putting our hope in you, oh God. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, some trust in things, some trust, oh God, in people, some trust, oh God, in their jobs, some trust, oh God, in prestige and power, oh God, some trust in money, oh God. But Lord, we are putting our trust in you, God. Lord, we need you to intervene in a way like never before. We need you to intervene in our families, God. Lord, we need you to touch our children. Lord, we need you, oh God, to turn our children back to you, oh God. Turn the hearts of our children back towards heaven, oh God. We need you, oh God, to heal our children, God. Lord, some of our children are going through things, oh God, and Lord, they don't even know who to talk to, God. They don't know what's going on. We bind up Satan off of our children, oh God, and we loose our children, oh God, to walk in total liberty, oh God. You said that our seed is blessed, oh God. Hallelujah. So Lord, we declare blessing over our seed. We declare blessing over our children, down the generations, oh God, down through the generations to our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, oh God. Lord, we declare that our seed is blessed, oh my God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up Satan. We bind up the spirit of discouragement. We bind up the spirit of depression. We bind up that spirit of suicide. We bind up that spirit of backsliding. We bind up that spirit of the world. And we call our children back to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, O God, over our marriages. Lord, we pray, O God, hallelujah, that we bind up every hindering spirit. We bind up every dividing spirit. We bind up every spirit of witchcraft and warlockery. We bind up every word curse. We declare victory over every marriage, oh God, that's represented on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for peace. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you, Lord, for provision. We thank you, oh Lord, hallelujah, for direction. We thank you, oh Lord, hallelujah, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for spirit of discernment. We thank you and we praise you on tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, continue to have your way. We pray over this United States of America. Lord, we pray over the White House, God. We pray over the President of the United States, God. We pray over our own souls, God. We pray over ourselves, God. Hallelujah. That no backlash, no retaliation, my God. No hindering spirit, no murdering spirit, my God. No distracting spirit, oh God, can come in, oh God, and wreak havoc in our lives. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That we stand on a firm foundation, my God, that no weapon formed against us can prosper,
yes.
Oh God. Lord, we pray for every school in America. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
Jesus.
We pray for every school in America,
every
God,
school.
That you will protect every child, that you will protect every teacher,
you,
that you will protect every faculty member, that you will protect every janitor, that
yes,
you will protect
God.
Every security guard, that you will protect the principal, that you will protect, my God, hallelujah, each and every individual, every parent, God, in the name of
thank
Jesus,
you,
we plead the blood of Jesus over every school in America. We plead the blood of Jesus over every student. We plead the blood of Jesus over every parent. We plead the blood of Jesus over the staff. We plead the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood will never lose its power. We plead the blood of Jesus over every school, my God, in the United States of America and abroad. We plead the blood of Jesus. We come against that murdering spirit. We come against that spirit of the sniper. We come against that demonic spirit that's trying to take out our seed. We cover our seed in the blood of Jesus. We cover our seed from the youngest to the oldest. We cover our seed with the blood of Jesus. And we declare that no weapon formed against our seed can prosper, that our seed is blessed, that our seed is protected, that our seed is healed, that our seed is saved, that our seed is redeemed. My God, that our seed is walking with you, that our seed knows you, that our seed has peace, that our seed, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we pray that you will touch our children right now, God. Touch our seed, my God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way. We pray for the church. Mama Corsella Lakena, Mama Lakena, Mama. O Corsella Lakena, Mama. O Conna Lakena, Lakena. We pray for the church. We pray for the
church, Lord.
We pray for your church, God. We pray for your church, Lord. Hallelujah, your church. You're coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. We pray for your church, God. Help your church, God. Touch your church, God. Deliver your church, God. Correct your church, God. Mama Koshelekinana, we pray for your church, God. Reestablish your church, God. Set your church on the right foundation, God. My God, my God. Chasten your church, God. We pray for your church, God, that you will call back the church to alignment, the proper alignment, that you will call back your church, God, to the proper alignment, the leaders, that you will correct your leaders, God, that you will correct the pastors, the prophets, the preachers, the teachers, the apostles, my God, the evangelists, that you will correct your church, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Balance it out, God. Realign your church, God. Mama Koshadama, bring down the false apostles. Bring down the false prophets. Bring down the false pastors. Bring down the false evangelists.
Jesus.
Bring down the false teachers. Bring down the wolves in sheep's clothing. Correct your church, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Jesus.
We pray for the church today.
Yes, Lord.
That you would do a new thing in your church, God. That you will correct your church. That you will align your church. That you will speak to your church, God. That you will, Father God, balance out your church, God. Reestablish your church, God. Straighten it out. You say you're coming back for church without spot or wrinkle. Straighten out your church, God. Save those sheep. Save the sheep, oh God. Save the lost. Save those, oh God, who are being abused by the shepherd. Save those, oh God, my God, who are being led astray. Save those, oh God, my God, who you have already ordained to be saved. Save them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mama Koshelekedava. So, Lord, we thank you. My God, my God, my God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, for bringing us back to you, God. Turn us back to you, God. Turn the heart of your church back to you, God. We've gotten distracted. We've gone astray. We're going after riches and wealth, God. Turn us back to you, God. We're going after visions of grandeur. Turn us back to you, God. We're going after stuff and not you, God. Turn us back, God. Turn us back to you, God. Create revival. Bring a revival to your church, God. Bring a revival on Sunday morning. Bring a revival on Tuesday night. Bring a revival on Wednesday night, God. Bring a revival back to your church. You said, don't let us get lukewarm. You'll spew us out of your mouth, God. Lord, let us stop going after the gift and go after the gifter. You are the gift, God. We don't want to go after stuff, God. We don't want to go after things, God. We want to come after you, God. We want to chase you, God. Then you will set the land aright. Then you will heal the nation. Then you will heal the White House. Jesus. Then you will take over. When we come back to you, God, humble ourselves and pray. My God, when we repent from our evil ways, then you will, Father God, hear our cry. And then you will turn us back, Father God. Then you will turn this nation back towards you. Then you will heal the land. Then you will bless the land. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, and we pray to you, and we run to you, and we call to you and say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on us, God.
Yeah, Lord.
We have sinned. Have mercy on you, God. We have fallen short. Have mercy on us, God. We have forgotten you. Have mercy on us. We have backslidden. Have mercy on us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name.
Lord.
Have your way. Even as we open the prayer line,
have your way.
Yes. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Glory to your name, Father. We magnify the name of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for every intercessor, every prayer warrior on the line. If you press one on your phone, we will, amen, just touch and agree with you, a praise report, a prayer request. Whatever the Lord has placed, amen, in your spirit on tonight, we have seen the power of prayer. We simply believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. Glory be to God. And we know that power in prayer changes things. We know that prayer changes things in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We see a hand raised. We're going to take this first caller on tonight in the name of Jesus. And other callers, if you press one on your phone, we will put you on the line and pray with you and pray for you and touch and agree. Our first caller is the area code 908. 908, God bless you this evening.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Cece. I just want to first just really thank God for you guys just being there and asking God to continue to keep you encouraged to be there for so many people the way you have. It has truly been a blessing to me and my family to be able to just reach out or send a text and just say I need prayer, or even coming to the prayer line and just saying that I need prayer. So I just wanted to thank you guys for that. And I also just wanted to ask for prayer protection against negativity. You know, it seems like to me sometimes when you try to walk with God and you try to be a better person, negativity just comes at you in so many different ways. And I just pray to God that I can continue to stay focused because I know I can. I just more so ask that God protect me from negativity and help me just to be able to dodge it and just keep focused on what I need to do to better myself so that I can walk closer to God. And that's it. And I can ask for continued prayers for my mom. She's in the hospital, but she is doing much, much better. And I just ask for continued prayers for her and baby Zara. They both are doing good.
Praise the Lord. We're going to lift that up before the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
God.
You, Lord. To God be the glory. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray, and there's something, even as you talked about that, I just want to read this very quickly, the Gospel of Matthew 24. I'm going to say this very quickly, and we're going to pray. 24:11 says this, and many false prophets, Pastor just talked about it, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because the iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endure to the end shall be saved. And you kind of describe what the text was saying right there. Hearts are waxing cold, negativity is running high. But the devil is a liar.
Amen.
The devil
Amen.
Is a liar.
Amen.
Many are
Amen.
Being deceived.
Yes.
Even some good people, the enemy's trying to work through some good folk. And we're going to bind
Amen.
That spirit up right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, even
yes.
as we bind up that spirit of negativity,
yes.
your word already prophesied that we were living this day where false prophets will rise up, false pastors and false apostles, and just lies will be, Father God, just thrown everywhere and thrown all over the place. But the devil is a liar.
Yes.
He is the father of lies. And we're binding up that spirit right now and trying to frustrate the people trying to walk circumspectly. The people, God, are called according to your name in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Cece. We pray her strength in the Lord right now. We pray for this mother, Lord, as she cover her children and her grandchildren. God, guard her mind. Guard her thoughts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give her the strength to endure, as the text said, till the one that endure, they shall be saved. So God, help her in the name of Jesus not to have her heart grow cold. Help her in the name of Jesus not to retaliate. Help her, glory be to God, to continue to walk in love in the name of Jesus. God, it's hard to stay positive, but we know that you have given her strength in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, we plead the blood of Jesus over her life. We say hallelujah. There's a more excellent way, and it's called love. Help her to love her enemy. Help us to pray for those that try to despitefully use her. Help her in the name of Jesus, those who are envious, those who are jealous and trying to covet. God, we bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus. We say hallelujah anyhow. Help her to praise you in the middle of it. Glory be to God. So, Lord, keep a praise in her mouth. Keep the spirit and the joy of the Lord in her spirit. Out of her belly shall flow living waters in the name of Jesus. God, I feel God. He who has begun a good work in her shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So God, encourage your heart when that spirit of discouragement tries to come, when that spirit of frustration tries to frustrate her, when the devil continues to plant thoughts in her mind that are not of you, we bind that spirit up right now. And every negative person, every spirit of witchcraft, that's right, I said it, devil, the Antichrist, every spirit of witchcraft, that negative spirit, godly spirit, that's trying to get her off track, we bind that thing up, and it's bound, and it shall not resurface, in the name of Jesus. So whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And I'm closing right there. That's the word for you right now. Before we release you from this prayer line, Jesus has already set you free.
Amen.
And
Amen.
You're free indeed. You're free indeed. And not going back into bondage.
Yeah.
The devil is a liar.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And it's a process. Whenever God has a great purpose for your life, there will be much warfare. And a lot of times the devil, he tries to instill fear within us to make us say, well, it was better for me. I recall saying things were better before I started going to church. You know, and the devil told me that liar. That was in the beginning of my walk with God. And think about this.
Uh-huh.
What would have happened if I would have backed up then? I will never be the woman of God that I am today. I would never have the blessings that I have right now. See, when God has so much in store for you, what the devil does is he intensifies the attack to try to get you to back up, move out of your blessed place so that you will not fulfill the plan of God for your life. So the devil is a liar. He is a liar. And he has connected you to Pastor Anthony and myself because there is greatness in you. And God is going to use you for his glory because that has been your cry. God, use me, use me, use me.
Amen.
And the devil knows. Listen, he already got a glimpse at your future. And he already knows what God is going to do through you, in you, and for you, and that you have a heart for God. So you're not asking God for stuff. Because you got stuff. You're like me. I was working at Merrill Lynch. I had a lot of money. I had cars. I had everything that I needed. But I needed Jesus. I didn't have Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. And you have stuff, but God says, I have such a great plan for your life. You're not asking God for things. You're asking God to use you.
Yes.
You're asking for more of God. And I feel God right now. And God says, no weapon formed against you can prosper. That's why he put me in your life, so that you could see I was you in 1994. And now God is saying, and I had to come home to God, and then God began to do things in my life, began to bless me like he's blessing baby Zara, blessing your mom.
Yes.
You see the miracles happening around you, but then you see the warfare on top of the miracles.
Yes.
So you see God's report, then you see the devil's report, and God is saying, whose report will you believe? Amen. So you are already victorious. You are already more than a conqueror. Listen. I'm telling you, God is going to use you. There's an assignment. I preached about that thing on Sunday. There is an assignment that God has for your life. And not only this, but it's been prophesied that your whole family is going to be blessed. Because of your walk with God and because of your obedience to God. So, daughter, I'm telling
That's
you,
true.
Do not let
happening.
Your heart be troubled.
Amen.
You are a warrior. I know you're a warrior. I see it in your eyes. You are a warrior. So I feel God. Amen. Hallelujah. So you keep fighting, and you just tell the devil to back up and get behind you. And let me say this too. The devil is a liar. So when we start our walk, and this is for everybody, when we start our walk with God, the devil will say, look, you ain't changed. Look at you. You doing this. You doing that. You know, you ain't. But the devil, you a liar. Amen. Because
right.
I already
right.
been made right with God through the blood of Jesus. And everything else, I just got to walk out. I got to walk that thing out. Amen. So,
amen.
So you tell the devil to just get behind you, and you just keep walking that thing out. And you
Amen.
Keep believing God, and you don't try to be
Yes.
perfect in your own right. Don't beat yourself up. You hear me? But you just keep
Yes.
coming to church. You keep listening to the word coming forth from your pastors. You keep praying. You keep praising God, and you watch God.
Amen.
Watch God manifest
Amen.
Miracles, signs, and wonders in your life. Amen?
I sure will. Thank you so much. Amen. God bless you both.
God bless you. We pray for her mother, Lord. We thank you for Cece's mom. We thank you for continued healing in her life. We thank you for baby Zara, God. We thank you for that miracle of life that you have given to that family, oh God. Lord, continue to show forth your glory in this family, God. Her mother, that you showing her mother, her baby, her grandbaby, her children, that she's surrounded by blessings throughout the generations. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in their lives, and we glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen,
okay.
amen. So God bless you. We love you. Prayerfully, we will. Oh, and God, continue to touch Cece. Thank you for your hand of healing on her life. Thank you for a speedy recovery. Thank you for what you're doing in her body, oh God. Thank you for total restoration, even as you restore her physically from this minor procedure, that you will restore everything to her, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, restore everything to her, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So prayerfully, we'll see. You need to get, we want to see you. I know you went to visit and you had some things going on, but I'm looking forward. I miss you. I need to see you so I can give you a big hug. Amen. So I hope to see you soon.
I need to be in the anointed place.
That's right. Amen. So we're praying that God will continue to speedily heal you, and our phone lines are open anytime. You know, you can contact me anytime. So God bless you.
Thank you so much. You too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Love you. God bless you. Amen. Praise God.
Also.
She has the victory. Amen. 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 Praise God for victory. Amen. Praise God for victory through Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We're going to take another caller. Area code 678. Hi, Ma. I love you, Mother. May Thomas. I love you, Mother.
And all glory and all honor is for you, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your grace upon my life, Lord. I want to testify
Amen.
Something. You know, last week, the devil's a liar. He's not gonna stop me from saying what I want to say.
Hallelujah.
I stomp on you.
I'm tongue-tied. What kind of tongue is that? Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Last week, Pastor Rebecca, I was really out of it. I mean, I had lots of pain. So, you know, my pains come and go. But this past Saturday, I had such bad pains in my legs. And Sunday, our church was going for a hunger run walk, and it was a 5-mile run. And I've never done that, and I always wanted to do it. So I prayed so hard on Saturday, and I said, God, you know that I want to do this run for the hunger, for those that are hungry. And I really wanted to do it. And you know what? Sunday morning, I woke up, Pastor, I walked 5 miles with I didn't have any pain. Yes, 5 months. I couldn't believe it with all the pains that I'm always saying that I have.
Wow.
I walked 5 miles. It took me about an hour and a half, and I felt so good when I finished doing it.
Wow.
I thank God so much because, you know, for me, it was a start, but it was a finish too because I finished no matter how long it took me, but I know that I was able to walk that. They kept telling me, the members in the church kept telling me, I wouldn't walk that if I were you. I don't think I would try it if I were you. And I'm like, well, you know, in God's name, I'm going to try because I know I'm going to make it. And there were hills and slopes and everything. But I thank God that I was able to walk, and I walked it. And that's like the most major thing I've done since my surgery 10 years ago. So I really thank God that he enabled me to do that. So God is able, and God is a healer. And he know that I wanted to do it, and so he helped me do it. He was there with me. So never give up. Just keep trying. That's the way I look at it. Never give up, and I give thanks to God. I'm going to be a grandmother. I'm so happy for that. So thanks the Lord. That's going to be a little blessing to me and to my family, and I'm just excited for that. And so I thank God for everything that he has done in my life and what he's going to get ready to do in my life. I thank him for everyone he has put in my life, for all his blessings, for all of you guys on this prayer line, and for Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, because they're number one. They're the greatest. They're awesome. So thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, and God bless you all. God bless everyone on this prayer line.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Amen. Praise God. Well, God bless you. And that's a wonderful praise report. What a wonderful praise report. You actually walked 5 miles. Wow. To God be the glory. We thank
God
for
the glory.
That victory. My God. We thank God for that
victory.
Maybe you should take up long distance walking. Amen. To God
I don't know, but it was good feeling.
Wow. And congratulations on your grandbaby. My God.
Thank
God
you.
Is moving
thank
mightily.
God.
What a blessing. What a blessing.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, Lord.
So we're going to pray for God. We're going to pray and thank God for victory. Father God, we just thank you for Sister Maria. Oh, God, we thank you for the victory, Father God, that you are, oh, my God, you allow her to take some victory laps, oh, my God, and do a 5-mile walk, oh, God, and finish the walk, oh, God. We just thank you, Father God, and we praise you, Father God, for her ability, Father God, to finish that walk, oh God, by faith, oh God, and not have any pain. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon her life. We thank you for continuing to fulfill your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for her life. We thank you for her witness. We thank you for the fact that she already always has a praise in her heart and a praise upon her lips. Even no matter how she's feeling, God, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, for her son. We thank you, Lord, for the new grandchild that's coming, oh God. Lord, you are, Lord, a blessing, and we know that children are definitely a blessing from you. So, Lord, we thank you for this little miracle, a blessing that you are sending Sister Maria's way through the life of her son. Lord, continue to bless her and keep her. Father God, keep the baby safe in the womb. We pray a hand of protection, even over that baby before the baby gets here, oh God. We know that you have a divine purpose for this child, and Lord, we just thank you and we bless your name, oh God. Continue to fulfill every dream that Sister Maria has. Continue to give her the desires of her heart. Continue to bless her and keep her and walk with her and talk with her. Continue to let your healing be made manifest in her body, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for the overflow of blessings that are coming her way. Thank you for the praise that's in her heart. Lord, we just bless your name for Sister Maria. Continue to keep her and guide her and bless her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen and hallelujah. Amen,
amen
and hallelujah.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah.
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 God bless. Amen.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you both.
Love you. We love you more. We love you more. Amen.
Okay, and
amen.
I love you to the moon and back.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we receive it. We receive. That's a lot of love. God bless you. Amen.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You.
It's so good to hear her laughter.
Yes,
and
yes.
No pain. To know that there's no pain.
Yeah, we read the scripture. He set before her that open door.
Yes.
And she had the strength, and she
it.
Got through the
she
open door. And
she
got through that open door that God gave her a wonderful opportunity. Amen. We got another caller tonight.
Call.
It's our final caller tonight. Amen. What's the area code, Pastor?
814.
God bless you tonight. Yes, we get 814. God bless. Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to try it again. Area code 814. Amen. To God be the glory. We tried to put you on the air, and I don't know if you're driving or in transit, but for some reason we can't hear. And we know you've been waiting a while to get on the air. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, okay.
Try one more time, Pastor, because I heard something trying to come through. We're going to try this again. Area code 814. 814. God bless you this evening. Amen.
Let me pray for you. Father God, we just thank you. We praise you for the person on area code 814, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you would bless them, oh God, and keep them, oh God. Even if they requested prayer on tonight and could not go get through, Father God, I bind up every stronghold, Father God, every stronghold demon, oh God, that's trying to stop this person from moving towards their destiny and getting to where you have ordained them to be. I thank you and I praise you for victory in their lives. I pray for healing. I pray for clarity. I bind up the spirit of witchcraft and divination. I declare victory over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak a special blessing over their family, oh God, that you will keep them, that you will continue to protect them and provide for them. I thank you for provision being released, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That you will release provision for everything that they need, Father God, every need being met tonight in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for breakthrough, oh God. I pray for a breakthrough in the area of healing, even in the emotional realm, in the spiritual realm, in the natural realm, in the physical realm. I pray for breakthrough right now, God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, touch this person, Father God, that has been trying to get through. God is removing barriers on your behalf, even if you can't, as you could not get to this prayer line on tonight. That's been a constant with you, like you try to get somewhere, and it just seems like the devil continually tries to get in your way and stop you from getting to where you're going. And God says, I'm removing barriers out of your way. And God says, begin to open your mouth and speak to some circumstances that have been in your way, and he's going to move mountains on your behalf as you open your mouth and speak the word in faith. So, Lord, I just thank you for the power that you've given this person to begin to speak words of faith, oh God, that you will move barriers out of their way, that you will continue to bless them, that you will continue to manifest your word. That's going to be manifested. God's word is getting ready to manifest in your life. There's some prophecies that have been spoken over your life, and you have been waiting, and it just seems like it's hindering. I see Daniel praying, and I see that there have been demons on assignment to stop your prayers, but God says what he has for you is for you, and nothing can stop what he has for you.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you for this person,
thank
and we
Lord.
Thank you for the special blessings that you have over
yes.
their lives, and we bless them and bless them indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. So, Lord, we just thank you for every person under the sound of our voice. Continue to bless each and every individual. Continue to touch each and every individual, every person under the sound of our voice. Remove every hindrance. God, bless them. Provide for every need, God. Give them joy, oh God, unspeakable joy. Give them peace, my God, in every storm. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for touching and blessing each and every individual, God, even as they press their way to this prayer line, God. Give them traveling mercies on the highways and the byways. A special blessing to Prophet Jamal. A special blessing to Prophet Jamal for his birthday. We declare, Father God, that you will bless Prophet Jamal above measure, oh God. Give him some birthday blessings, oh God, even as he's celebrating his birthday, oh God. Let his family come around him, God. Let him have laughter and joy, oh God. Lord, remove every hindrance from his life, oh God, and let him walk, Father God, circumspectly, God. Let him walk according to all that you have ordained for his life. We release special blessings over his life tonight, oh God, even as he celebrates his birthday. And Lord, we thank you for each and every individual, Mother May Thomas, Sister Carmen Callow, Sister Rita, my God, each and every person, oh God, that has pressed their way to this prayer line, bless them and bless them indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 and hallelujah. So God bless you all. Happy birthday, Prophet Jamal. God bless you. Amen. Enjoy your time of celebration. We have to go off the line tonight on time. Amen. As we do, we have to dash out the door. But we thank God for each and every one of you pressing in. Continue with the 40 days of fasting and praying and meditating in God's word. Continue with pressing your way into the presence of God. Continue to pray. Continue to make your way to the house of the Lord. God has something special for you during this resurrection season. This is the season of the resurrection, my God. And during this season, God has some things that he's going to strip off of you and some things that he's going to rise up for you. Amen. So continue to prepare yourself for all that God has for you in this season. So God bless you. Sow a seed by going to our website at nccmonline.org. Meet us tomorrow night for Word Wednesday. Meet us at 7:30 p.m. right here. And meet us on Sunday for worship service. Amen. God is moving mightily in the house of God at New Creation Christian Ministries. New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, at 12:30 every single Sunday. Buy my new book, Man Problems, by going to my website, bpc-books.com. I got another testimony tonight. Girl caught me in tears after how God moved in her life through that book. So make sure you get the book for somebody that you know that might need it. Man Problems, amen. No more broken hearts. And then 814, God bless you. Sorry we couldn't talk to you, but we know that God gave you just what you needed tonight. So call again on next week at 7:30. God bless you all. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. The only true God.
I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight. even if I try, but still my soul refuses to my heart's torn to pieces. It's my all.